Yeah, I'm fine. I'll be right back. Oh, Jesus, what a headache. Why the hell did I decide to do this? I hate clubs. This is so stupid. I just want to go home. Oh, man. And this binder is killing me. I can't breathe. Maybe if I take it off for just a sec. I don't want to pass out. What the hell? Is there anyone else in here? I heard you. You can come out. No fucking way. What the hell? I mean, what are you doing in here? Well, obviously it's a public bathroom. But still, you... Tell me you didn't. Don't play dumb. What did you see? Don't lie to me. You did see it. Damn it. Hey, where the hell do you think you're going? Did you really think I was just gonna let you walk away after that? Bullshit. I know you. Look, moron. You can't tell anyone what you saw. That's not good enough. You have to swear it. No, I'm not gonna let go of you. Not until you promise me. Because I know you're not stupid. And you know what wearing a binder means. Shh. Damn it, you didn't have to say it out loud. Yes, I'm... trans. But you can't tell anyone. Of course it's a big deal. I'm still in the closet with my friends. And it's my decision to make, not yours. I'll tell them when I'm ready. If I ever am at all. What do you get out of it? Are you for real? You get my foot up your... Look, I know me and you haven't always gotten along. And why the hell it had to be you that saw me is just my luck. I know I'm rude to you and I pick on you a lot. And I'm sorry for that. I just... No, there's no excuse for my behavior. Well, I'm apologizing to you now. And I know it's gonna take time for me to make up the way that I've treated you over the years. But I'm willing to do that if you keep this secret. I promise I won't make you cry anymore. I won't be rude or hurtful or knock anything out of your hands. I'll stop picking on you altogether, I swear. Just please keep this secret. You keep saying that, but what do you want? Me to what? To be your loyal dog. What the hell does that mean? Seriously? What, do you expect me to follow you around like a little puppy? That's ridiculous. The hell with that. I'm not gonna carry your bags for you, and I'm not gonna make your fucking lunch. I'm not your maid. Slave, whatever. Take it or leave it. Why you? Oh, I can't believe this. You of all people blackmailing me? Could this get any worse? Shh. Will you shut up? Okay, okay, fine. I'll be your pet, or whatever. But only until the end of the semester. I don't want to be indebted to you and have to do this till I graduate from college. That just wouldn't be fair. So that's my condition. Take it or leave it. Thank God. It seems you can be reasonable when you want to be. Oh, right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to squeeze your hand so tight. I just didn't want you to run off and tell everybody. You wouldn't have. That's not the way you were acting just now. You were acting like you just stumbled onto a gold mine, and you couldn't wait to go tell the world. Not that I can blame you. How long? How long what? Have I been on T? Only about 3 years now. It's changed my body pretty fast, actually. I was surprised. It only took 1 month for my voice to start to drop. How have I been handling it? See, this is why you confuse me. Well, no, but you don't have to all of a sudden act like you care about me. And that you're interested in my backstory. When you never gave a damn before. Before I wasn't trans. What the hell does that matter? I'm just a guy through and through, that's it. I hate it when people put a fucking label on it. It's not that complicated. I mean, most trans men don't go around bragging about it unless they want attention. At least, I never did. I just want to be seen as myself, that's all. Why do you think I've been trying so hard to hide it ever since I enrolled in this college? I didn't tell anyone, and nobody needs to know. Because once they find out, everyone's going to treat me differently. And I don't want that. Because that's just how it is. Do you really think if I told some of my guy friends that I was once a chick, that they would just let that go? Of course they fucking wouldn't. Then they'd all start hitting on me and everything would change. Trust me. It's happened to me plenty. I just wanted to have a group of guy friends that I could chill with that didn't see me as a fucking piece of meat. Or as a challenge. Look, you wouldn't understand. It's a lot more complicated than that. They're not just gonna accept me. And even if they did, it's not worth the risk of losing them over this. I'm still me no matter what's in my pants. And they need to get over it. And so do you. Because you're already treating me differently, can't you tell? It's almost like you're pitying me now. Don't mistake your concern for pity. Huh. Well, all right. Fine. I'll answer any questions that you have. Well, I always knew from a young age that I was different. I used to actually pee standing up, or try to anyway. And then I taught my little sister how to do the same. It really pissed my mom off. My mom was a costume designer most of my childhood, so I got free dance lessons because of that. I basically have been in dance since I was, what, 2? Until I turned about 15 or 16 when I finally quit. But since she was the costume director, she always made our clothes even at home. so I never really got a say in what I wore. The only chance I ever had to pick my own clothes was once a year on my birthday. My grandma would take us each shopping. And every year I would pick the same shirt. It was always a boy's t-shirt, with some kind of fun design on it, like a dragon or something. And my grandma would always try to talk me into getting a dress or, I don't know, fancy shoes. But I always just wanted a t-shirt. A plain, boring t-shirt. Because it was what I felt more comfortable in. And my mom would always get mad when I came home. She told me to pick out some real clothes. But to me, that was real. It was the only thing that made me feel like me. But after a while, I realized that I had to keep how I was feeling to myself, because I knew my parents would never agree with it. So I did. I kept it a secret all through junior high. And of course high school. Although I did come out to one of my friends. He was my best friend at the time. His name was Riley. He was really tall and skinny with a strong jawline. And he had long black hair. He was also one of the gothic kids, so he always wore all black. He was the first person that I told that I was trans. Then me and him came up with this elaborate scheme. We were going to drop out of high school and run away together. He told me I could start a new life with a new name. And come out as myself. Away from my family and everyone I knew. Honestly, it sounded like a dream. A dream that was definitely short-lived. A lot happened with our friend group, and a bunch of people separated and stopped talking to each other. And of course, me not wanting to pick sides, I just started going home for lunch since my house was close by the high school, and I stopped hanging out with most of them, including Riley. I found out later that he told a couple of my other girlfriends that I was trans. And of course, they didn't believe me. One of them I actually had a crush on too for a long time. I remember this one time we went for a drive up the canyon in Riley's car, and she made some comment about how kissing another girl doesn't make you a lesbian or something. And Riley and her were having some huge argument about it, because she was also very religious. And he was kind of, you know, the Antichrist. Very gothic, smoked a lot of pot, that kind of thing. But for some reason, he managed to become best friends with my super LDS crush. But anyway, as they were arguing, she glanced back to me in the back seat, expecting me to defend her side or something. When I said nothing and looked down, her eyes kind of widened. That was kind of the point in the conversation where they were fighting about gay people. Not exactly sure how the conversation started or why, but I didn't really join in. I think it was then that she kind of figured it out, considering also how I started dressing in high school. I cut my hair really short and would bleach it all the time. Then I would use toners to turn it white and swoop it to the side so I looked kind of emo. I also used to wear really baggy shirts and baggy pants. And I started binding my chest with wraps that you could get at the grocery store. But once we all stopped becoming friends, Riley told me that he did tell her that I was trans. But of course she didn't believe him at the time, because me and her had gotten so close. Or we were, once upon a time. But for the rest of high school, I did my best to hide how I was feeling from my family. I mentioned it to my mom once, and she told me that it was just a phase like all my other phases and that I'd grow out of it. Little did she know that was never the case. But because of what she said, I waited. A few more years, here and there. Ended up graduating high school and getting mixed up with this band. I even hooked up with one of the guys from the band. Then I ended up getting pregnant. Oh, don't look so shocked. I'm what? 38 now? Is it really so surprising that I would have a kid? I mean, I was pretty young back then. 19, maybe 20. And me and my baby daddy were kind of off and on. We would date for a while, then break up. Then hook up again, then break up. So it's no surprise that, you know, things happened. Then we ended up getting married after the baby was born. So I pushed my feelings deeper down into a hole, hiding who I was. I wanted to be the perfect mom. I grew my hair out, I got really feminine clothes and heels and purses, all that stuff. All the while just burying my depression and dysphoria. But I know that he knew that I was trans too, even before we had a kid together. I mean, I was dressed like a guy when we met, even though I wasn't on testosterone at the time. I was wearing button-up plaid shirts and jeans, and my hair was always short. But once I had the baby, everything changed. My daughter was my life. I didn't want anything bad to happen to her, and I wanted her to grow up to be a strong, independent woman. So of course I wanted to be the role model, even though it was killing me. Our marriage lasted a few years. Him drinking, cheating on me, that kind of thing. Me not really caring too much, considering that everything else in my life was a shit show. So eventually we divorced, and got split custody of my daughter, which still sucks to this day. But years passed, I came out as trans to my close friends and family, started testosterone, and finally decided to go to college, to try to start a new life. And then you came along. You were in my advanced art class. That was the first class we had together, followed by many others I would soon find out. As soon as I saw you, I knew that there was just something about you, and I needed to stay away. You had this air about you. You were always so lighthearted and sweet and funny, and you got along with everyone. I was the complete opposite of you. Quiet and withdrawn. Didn't want anyone to notice me. But you would always pull me in. You'd make me help with group assignments, pull me up in front of the class, and you were always embarrassing me, trying to show off my artwork. I mean, yeah, I'm good at drawing anime, and so what if I was making a manga? That didn't mean I wanted you to show everyone. Then you started to get more giggly around me, grabbing my arm and stuff like that, and leading me around. So I decided I had to push you away. I wasn't going to get into another situation like I had been in before. You don't understand. I have dated many people over the years, men and women alike, and every time it always ended badly. Someone cheated on someone, there was always heartbreak, or it just wouldn't work out. There was always something. So I gave up on the idea of love, or liking anybody, or ever dating again. Even when I was in high school, I had people I trusted taking advantage of me. And one of them happened to be my best friend from elementary. I never told him I was trans, thank God. But even that wouldn't have stopped him from doing what he did to me. And it wasn't just all the men in my life. It was girls too. Always taking advantage of me. Manipulating me. I hate it. Making me feel bad about doing things for myself. So to me, you were no different. Once you got a hold of me, I knew you were never gonna let me go. So I got scared, and started being rude to you. And for that, I'm sorry. I should have just kept treating you normally, and maybe we could have continued to be good friends. But I also didn't want you to ever find out that I'm this. A shell of who I'm supposed to be. I mean, yes, I can take testosterone. And yes, I can have surgery after surgery after surgery. But that's not going to change the fact that this was the body I was born into. I'm never going to feel whole. All of those things are just band-aids to cover us up. To try to make us feel a little bit better. But it's not that easy. Living with dysphoria day in and day out. Not being able to look at yourself in the mirror without a binder on. The fear of walking down the street and somebody noticing and being discriminated against. You don't know what it's like to be me. So don't pretend like you understand anything. So what? I gave you a little bit of my backstory. But that's not even the half of what I've been through. My family practically disowned me when I came out and started testosterone. Along with all of my old friends. I had to start completely over from scratch. I lost everyone and everything. Even the people I was most closest to turned on me. And I never thought that they would be so cruel. And then the online bullying started. And I broke. I still struggle getting up in the morning every single day. Trying to find the motivation. Trying to find a reason to keep going like this. When I can't even afford top surgery. Do you know how much it would suck to have to watch everyone around you getting all these surgeries and getting the bodies that they want? And then you're me. And everything goes to shit. The testosterone completely fucks you up. Physically and mentally. You start gaining weight uncontrollably, and you can't make it stop no matter how much you go to the gym or how healthy you eat. Your hormones are completely out of whack. You can't afford any of the surgeries, so you're just trapped. Then you hate yourself even more than you did before, and you can't take it back. There's nothing I can do. The testosterone has only messed me up. Yeah, I got the voice I always wanted, and I'm happy about that. But it ruined so many other things. I cry every single day now, mostly in secret, because I can't get a hold of my emotions, because my hormones are so fucking fucked up. And I'm still continuing to gain weight. 3 years ago, I weighed 125 pounds. And now look at me. I'm 175. That's crazy. And I know that it's not just muscle. Even though I go to the gym every morning. It's mostly fat. And there's nothing I can do to keep the weight off. I can't even afford liposuction. I just want my old body back with the voice that I have now. And I know I'm never going to get that. I can't go back to being who I was a few years ago. I can't get back on social media and do all of that fun stuff I used to do. I used to actually be famous on this one video app. I had like, what, 300k followers? I used to make short videos every day and share my trans journey. But as soon as the weight hit, along with the abusive relationship I was in, I couldn't take it. So I disappeared from social media altogether. And now I'm just this. Hiding in the shadows, not wanting to be seen or noticed by anyone. And then there's you. And just like I said before, you're always there, even now. When I'm at my weakest. Of course you had to fucking be in here. Who else would it have been? Don't touch me. I didn't say you could give me a hug, idiot. Why is it always you? Why can't you just leave me alone? You're around every corner. And every day at school, you would greet me with a smile. No matter how hard I pushed you, it didn't matter. Because you liked me. What are you saying? You've always had a crush on me? Bullshit. You're just saying that to make me feel better about this whole thing. You're being serious? What the hell? There's no way. You can't tell me that you've liked me all this time. Even when I started being mean to you. It never changed how you felt. But what about now? Now that you know my secret. It made your feelings stronger. And what about all that other stuff? My past, my ex-husband, all my ex-girlfriends. The fact that I'm a father. None of that bothers you? Everybody's got baggage. What the hell is your problem? There's no way. I don't believe you. And there's nothing you could do to change my mind. You're lying. And even if you aren't, we're gonna walk out of this bathroom and forget that this ever happened. What do you mean you can't? Of course you fucking can, and you will. What about our deal? Fine, that still stands. We can pretend to be friends, but that's it. You don't like me, and I don't like you. Well, of course I mean, maybe I did at first have a crush on you. But I put a stop to it as soon as I had those feelings, because I knew it would never work. We're just too different. And yeah, maybe once upon a time I did think about what it would be like to date you. And the thought of it made me happy. But it's never gonna happen. Because I said so. Damn it. Listen to me. You... Stop. Damn it. Get off. You're gonna make me cry again. You just don't give up, do you? Okay, I get it. Fine. I will give this a try, alright? But don't blame me when it ends badly. Alright. We should probably go. Everyone's probably wondering what the hell's taking us so long. Yeah. But wait. Thank you. I mean, I really appreciate you keeping my secret. Yeah. I haven't forgotten. Okay. I guess we should go tell everybody that we're dating now. Okay. After you. Beautiful. What have I gotten myself into now? Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, exclusive spicy content made just for you, and much, much more. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. See you next time.